Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel, Angel, That Chick Angel. You see that? I did that chop and screw.
You did a stroke.
I am joined by my gorgeous, talented, the funniest man I know. My lover, my best friend, my husband, and co-host. Tell him who you are, sir.
I am the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. And this is a podcast that we do every single goddamn week, all right?
Mm-hmm. What is wrong? What
just
happened?
Trying to remember. Because I was like, did I say my name already?
You did. You said your name.
Hey, it's a podcast we do every single week. We talk about pretty much anything we feel like it. But, hey, we give y'all the juice and the tea on marriage, relationships, families, kids, jobs, careers, whatever else it may be. And we film this every single week. And we are joined by our media family, okay? And that media family is on Patreon. We call them our media family because they watch us do all the stuff live, all the things live that we can provide for them live. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low of $5 a month. Be a part of that media family, that Patreon. Come on through. We have a good time. We just had an event this past week or two weeks ago. You tell them about it.
If you all could just see, it's like, you know how you said Halo does that little thing when she needs to warm up?
Oh, yeah, the crank.
That is definitely what I'm watching you do. It's crank. I'll be like, he's got it. I don't know what's going on. No, but we had a great event together with the Patreon this 2 weekends ago. And so it's not just about being able to watch us film this live. It's not just about getting to watch Here's the Thing live. It's also about building a community. And we would love for you all to be a part of that community so that we can call you our media family as well. So like my husband said, go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. For the low of $5 a month, you can get all this plus some. We are also joined by some amazing sponsors. Our sponsors are who help us make this podcast happen. We use our sponsorship money to pay for our producer and our editor for this show. So we greatly appreciate if you give our sponsors a try. The sponsors for today's podcast are Helix, Every Plate, and Trail Mix Games. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast, but we hope you stick around so you can find out. Now, what's been crazy about this episode, we're actually shooting this episode 2 weeks in advance, and yes, we have a special guest that we have for this episode. We typically don't have guests. If you've watched us for years.
Yeah, we've had two guests ever.
We've had more than two because we had Marquita and Brescia talking off to the side.
I'm talking about actual guests that we've had, like, set in on the pod. They was just there while we were recording.
He popped in. We've only had two guests in the way that Marcus is talking about.
Two sets of guests or two guests.
So this is our third guest. And our Patreon has been trying to guess who this person is.
Yeah, all over the place.
And I mean, our Patreon sees us in a light better than what we see ourselves.
Apparently.
But this guest, I'm probably more excited to have than anybody else we could ever have.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our eldest son, Marcus Taxley.
Anthony Taxley the second. Fruit of my loins.
All right, let's get your mic in the right place.
There you go. We're just going to talk into it.
Okay.
Go ahead and greet the people.
Hi, I'm Marcus. This is my mom and dad. I actually wanted to be in this podcast before.
Really?
What? Why you said that?
I don't know.
You're going to embarrass us. Get out. Go on.
Tell us. What's up? I would love to know why you wanted to do this podcast.
It just seemed like fun to watch. I wanted to be in it.
Oh, listen, I won. Yeah. I won. Don't need nothing else in life but my son to say he actually wanted to be on our podcast.
Because as parents, you do not feel that way.
No. For those of
you think we be having fun?
Yeah.
Because we do.
Our son's school, they had to cancel school today because it was flooding at his school because of all the rain that we've gotten. So he's joining us for today. And I had told him last night, I was like, I think I'm going to have you come to work with us. He was like, great. I was like, but you're going to have to work. He was like, great. He was like, that's still more fun than school. So I texted his dad today and I was like, yo, let's have him be on the podcast. And I'm so glad, like, because I did not ask little Marcus if he wanted to be. Nah. So I, you know, my kids just be, other than Amar, they just kind of just fall in line with whatever's happening. So it's nice to know that you actually wanted to do it. Yeah.
Did something right. I don't care what nobody say about us.
We did something right. You are living proof. Living proof. So we have a segment, Little Marcus, that we do on this podcast called In My Feelings.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. It is the segment that has been the longest running segment on this podcast. It is a segment in which we tell our audience what's got us feeling good and what's got us pissed off. So we'll start and then you can add your piece of it.
Okay.
Let me start.
You go ahead, baby.
I'm going to go ahead and start, let y'all know what's got me feeling good.
What?
2 weeks ago, I ain't bring it up the last podcast, but this podcast, I'm going to bring it up. 2 weeks ago, the Viola Davis reposted my post.
Yes, she did.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tagged me.
Yes, she did. Tagged
me. Hey, at Marcus ain't on the gram.
Uh-huh.
Pow.
Yeah.
Maybe she could relate. Coming home after a mimosa or two, or just out with the girls drunk, jumping all over Julius. Who knows? But hey, she posted my post.
She did.
Don't nobody make eye contact with me. Y'all call me sir at Marcus ain't on the gram now.
Uh-huh. She did.
Huh?
She tagged both of us.
She
People
did.
Don't do that. They'll tag the original person and be like, that's it. That's good enough.
Yeah.
She tagged us both.
She did.
I mean, yeah, Marcus
called me. You still making eye contact with me. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Don't look at me.
Marcus called me yelling at me as I was on my way to Disneyland. Hey, don't look at me. I was like, what?
First of all, answer the phone with more respect. That's what I said.
I was like, what?
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Viola Davis has a great sense of humor. She's a hilarious.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, granted, obviously we know her for her dramas because let me tell you, baby know how to give you all the emotions. But you can tell she is a funny human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen her, I don't remember what video, interview it was, and I was just like, oh, she's a good time.
Do you know who Viola Davis is?
No, I don't think
so. You watched Woman King with us? Did you? I thought you watched it with us.
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Who was in the room?
Oh, we watched it with Daisy, Josh, and so I'm trying to think of what movie you would have watched that she would have been in, because most of her stuff is extremely adult-themed. So you probably would not know her.
If you see her face, he would know exactly
who
she is.
You would be like, I think I've seen her.
TV a lot.
She's one of the few women that have won, black women to won an Oscar. Mm-hmm. She's probably one of the most famous black actresses to date, right now in life. Reposted your daddy's content.
Yeah.
She's got, and to give to make you understand her reach, she has 10.4 million followers on Instagram. So. Yeah. It was a big deal. It was definitely, I give it to you.
Still is a big deal. Today.
Today.
Then.
Then.
Today.
Yeah.
when it happens, when this airs.
So my in my feelings, the good and the bad, they're going to go side by side. They can't be separated. So 2 weeks ago, in terms of when this airs, but not 2 weeks ago in terms of when we shot this, this would have been yesterday. I finally was like, yeah, I need to step on the scale, see how much I weigh. My estimation was between 205, 209.
Are you
going to
get the numbers? All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ashamed of my weight in that way. I don't like my weight, but I'm not one of those people like, you can't know how much I weigh. It's a number. I was wrong. I'm not 205. I'm not 209. Your girl's 215, okay? I haven't been 215 since I was pregnant with this boy beside me, okay? And that was the pregnancy where I just wasn't caring. I was eating Lunchables on the couch, eating burgers, getting heartburn because I was eating too fast. I was out eating my husband, okay? Could eat faster and more than he could.
Yeah, she had
while
a good
I was pregnant.
3 week run. I was like,
I was killing. 215 pounds, 3 ounces. I was flabbergasted. I said, what the hell am I doing? Okay. Now, this ain't got nothing to do or say with anybody who weighs more than I do. Everybody has a right to feel comfortable and be whatever size they want to be in their body. This ain't the size I want to be in this body. Okay. So it pissed me off because there is nothing. I have no medical issues. I am not injured. I actually have ample equipment in my house.
We do have a lot of equipment.
I have access to several different workout programs. Why do I weigh only 1 pound lighter than Tony Baker? Okay, who's a grown ass man who's 6'2". I'm only 5'5". Why do I weigh the same amount as him?
That is not. Like, that's a fact.
That is a fact.
We found out yesterday or 2 weeks ago.
Yes, we found out talking to him. I was like, we in the same boxing weight category, which is super heavyweight. It's not even heavyweight. I'm past heavyweight. I'm in super heavyweight. I said, ain't no reason. Ain't no reason for me to be this big. So it pissed me off. And I knew I was getting out of control. I looked pregnant at Brisha's wedding, and I was like, golly, what is going on? I also didn't wear the right girdle. So a lot of things pissing me off. And I just was like, there's no reason. There's no reason for this because I'm now getting at the weight that there's a lot of places that I would normally shop that they don't even got my size no more, right? So that's got me pissed off. But what's got me feeling good is that, as my therapist would say, you need to practice the power of decision, meaning there are things that we say we want in life and we want to do in life that it only requires us to make the decision and to actually execute the decision that we've made. With me losing weight, that is exactly what this is. I just need to practice the power of decision in saying that if I've made the decision to lose weight, to actually do the actions to accomplish that. So we got home after being over at the Fredericks' house. It was a little bit after 9. Typically, I would have gone and sat in the living room, watched TV with my husband, fell asleep somewhere around 10:30, and then been too exhausted to wake up and work out. I took my black self up to my bed. I got in my night clothes, and I went to bed. I fell asleep probably at around 9:45. I had my alarm set for 4:45, got up, did a full-hour workout at 5 a.m., was able to get myself showered, dressed, prepared to shoot 2 podcast episodes today. Got my kids to the bus stop on time. I feel so much better. I made a good decision about breakfast today. I did a meal replacement with Kiera Lachey's protein shake. I'm going to make a good decisions for the rest of the day for food. And I plan on continuing those actions until I reach my goal weight and then coming up with a plan to maintain it. So I am happy that while I am not content with the weight that I am at right now, that I am taking the actual actionable steps that I know to work to get this weight off. So that's just got me feeling good.
Hey.
Sorry I took up so much time, but I wanted to do both back to back. Before we jump into Little Marcus's, I think we have enough time right now to go to our first sponsor.
Look, there's nothing that we find more important than sleep, okay? And we get better sleep now that we have Helix. Helix is a premium mattress company, and it offers us the best sleep that we've ever gotten. They have a hybrid mattress that they use, and it has springs in the middle, memory foam on the top, okay? All you got to do to get this type of mattress and this great sleep is you can take the Helix sleep quiz and find the mattress that suits your body perfect, and you can take this quiz in under 2 minutes, okay? They have mattresses for big and tall. They have mattresses for kids. They have a Lux brand. That's the one that we have. We actually took the quiz, and we have the Midnight Lux, and we sleep better than what we ever have. Also, Helix knows there's no better way to test a mattress other than sleeping on it. You can't just go in the store, sit on it, and think it's going to be fine. So that's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and 15-year warranty to try out their new Helix mattresses, okay? Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/argue. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
All right. So, little Marcus, before we go to what's got your father in his feelings, tell us, do you have anything that's got you feeling good? Or what's got you pissed off, even though we don't use the word pissed in our house?
I don't really know. I am mad because my school had a field trip that got canceled because of the water being flooded. So I was like, okay, probably got postponed. It didn't get postponed. It got completely canceled, which I am very mad about because that means I won't be able to see snow again. I was able to see snow yesterday because there was snow in our backyard, but I haven't seen snow since I was like 7.
It's been a while. Maybe not 7. Whenever we went up to Big Bear, because they were supposed to be going to Big Bear for their field. Well, they were supposed to be going to the Sequoias. Yeah. That snow got too bad.
No, he was younger than 7. The twins were not 2 when we went to Big Bear.
Oh, you're right. So he was very young.
And in Kentucky, we the past couple times we went, we haven't had snow.
So the Big Bear, the snow, because L.A. had a blizzard, not L.A., but California had a blizzard. Big Bear is up at the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
It is very treacherous to try
it's
to
It's treacherous
drive.
To get up there without bad weather.
Yeah, so.
But for it to be, when we went, I had a truck at the time, pickup truck. I had to put chains on the tires.
Yeah.
I had to put chains on yours.
Everybody had to have chains. They wouldn't let you stop.
They have a stop at a checkpoint, and they don't let you go past a certain point. Either you have to have four-wheel drive or some vehicles, even if you have four-wheel drive, you have to have chains also.
Yeah. How'd you figure? I told you that it was postponed indefinitely. How'd you find out? Did you ask your classmates?
Oh, no. We have a group chat that I'm in, and they texted in there
that it was definitely canceled. Well, we can make sure you see snow again.
Ain't no problem.
If that's the big reason.
Snow, you can see some real snow. Because I was mad at Big Bear. I was mad because it was warm.
Yeah,
and snow. I was out there. It got cold at night.
Yeah.
But during the day, I was out there in my ski gear, undressing.
So, what was all that you were looking forward to at that trip that you're not getting to do?
I guess just to spend more time with my friends, and also the activities. I don't remember all the activities that we're gonna have, but I think it was one that I was like really excited about. But again, I don't remember.
You got anything that's got you feeling good?
I guess I have more days off, I guess, from school.
The fact that he's getting, like, snow days and rain days in California.
A rain day is crazy.
Because of the snow, like, it's a rain day or whatever.
Have you enjoyed your days off? Did your teachers give you any assignments or any work?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Is it a lot or is it manageable?
No, it's not a lot.
Not too much?
Yeah, not too much.
I would have thought that your the thing that's got you feeling good is what you're getting ready to start this week. You don't remember? You just finished one sport.
Oh, track, yeah.
You excited about track?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What you think you're going to run?
Probably the exact same events I've been doing.
Same ones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell them. Tell them.
Yeah, tell them.
So I run the 400 and 800 and sometimes the 200 range track.
Oh, yeah. That voice is cracking. So you excited to get back into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His the sports calendar at his school runs on trimesters.
Yeah.
So he's already done. Well, you can tell them what you've already done this year.
So already done cross country and basketball for sports. And I'm after I did them, I didn't necessarily like them more or dislike them less. My feeling was still the same about them, more or less. So, I mean, it was nice trying them. Nice trying new sports, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself an athlete? Or are you not drawn to sports in general?
I mean, I kind of consider myself an athlete.
You should. You have athletic abilities. Yeah. But do you like yearn to like be in a sport?
You're not like a Drew
or like Nathan, like Nathan loves basketball.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
He's like, no.
Daddy, just want to get out there and have a good game.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the interview. You know, we just got to put points on the board and, you know, just make sure we stay consistent.
Tell us what's got you pissed off.
What's got me pissed off? You know, I've been in my chi lately. I've been in my zen. Ain't nothing got me pissed off, really. I also can't think of nothing other than, why are you looking at me? You got something that's going to piss me off? The man I talked about, I ain't talk about it out here.
What?
The dude that followed me home.
I thought you did, but I could be wrong. He didn't. Okay.
I talk about it on Let Us Tell It. I'll just go through it real quick. Long story short, I'm driving home couple of weeks ago, and the street that I'm on, a lot of people like to speed because they use it as a shortcut, even though it's speed bumps and everything. But people like fly down through there. I'm doing the neighborhood speed limit. And I noticed as I'm going on this particular road, there was a van that got behind me and multiple times he was trying to pass, but he never got a good opportunity because there was always a car in his lane. Anyway, so as I go to turn on one of the streets that lead to my street, he like lays on the horn and blows his horn or whatever. So I don't pay no attention. I blow my horn back. I keep going. Anyway, I get to the house. I pull in the driveway. And as I'm getting out, I look in my rearview mirror and I'm like, is that this fool? So he's speeding through our cul-de-sac, blowing his horn. Bah, bah, bah. So I like halfway jog into the street hoping he stops because I'm about to snatch him out. Like, you don't follow me home, right? And then I end up jumping back in the truck because I'm like, that's a violation. Like, you don't follow somebody home. So I go, and the street that I go to that he had to turn on is extremely long. And I'm like, it don't matter how fast you was going, I'm going to see which direction you went. And when I got down there, I didn't see him. I said either he dipped off on another little neighborhood street or lived somewhere close. Didn't pay no attention. So then later on that day, I go pick up the kids. I get back home. And I'm like, remember I came in, I said, Victory, kids is in there, I'll be right back. So I went back down the street, rode down, and they're showing up there. This fool is, no, he wasn't there, but I saw his van, and I saw where he lives. And I wasn't in the right mindset because I am eventually going to say something to this person, like, don't ever follow me home, or along those lines. I ain't going to say nothing to incriminate myself. But I decided not to say nothing that day because where I was mentally, it would have got bad real quick, like regardless of how they approach the situation. But that was then. Like, I ain't mad about it now. It's like, that happened.
I'm very proud of you for
I knew
gauging your own emotions.
Oh, no, I knew if it like I went up and rung that doorbell and he came out and said something slick, I would have snatched him out to the front yard and it would have got ugly. For both of us.
But also, we never know what people...
You're right.
What other people might have in their hands, what they might try to do. So,
yeah.
It gives you a chance to really assess everything before you... Especially being on his turf.
Yeah. But, like I said, I know where he lives. I know his schedule.
Come on.
And I know when you leave. We travel the same road. And you speeding on your street.
Come on.
You live on that street. With your little raggedy car that you ain't fixing up.
Well, that has been in our feelings. We're going to move to a new segment. It's called Take It or Tank It. I think I'll take it.
I think I'll tank it.
So Take It or Tank It is a new segment where we are given from our producer a controversial parenting statement, and we will let you know if we agree with it, which is take it, or disagree, which is tank it. And we will tell you why. So the parenting statement that we are looking at today is parents shouldn't be friends with their kids. Are you going to take it or tank it?
I'll take it. Just because you're not their friend don't mean you're going to have a great relationship.
Won't or oh.
Just because you're not your child, just because I'm not his friend, don't mean we don't have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
Like a friend, friends go, friends fall out, friends stop talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Friends respect each other as friends. Mm-hmm. But I need him to respect me as his father, and I will do the same as my son. Mm-hmm. Friends have a mutual equal respect. We don't have an equal respect because I am his parent. Mm-hmm. I respect him as my son, but he is not my equal.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to, friends can take and leave advice. Granted, he can too, but he needs to understand the advice that I'm giving him could possibly save his life, could make his life a lot easier, a lot better, to where you have a friend, they done live the same life you done lived. They can't give you the, they can't give you that wisdom only on their level. Mm-hmm. To where if he were, I'm a safety net. A friend can't be a safety net all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he decides to, let's say, not follow my advice, he knows I ain't going to let him fall.
Right.
And if he does fall, I ain't going to let him just skirmish there by himself. Because, you know, I am, because I'm a parent, I understand that he needs to, maybe that's a lesson that he needs to learn. He needs to learn to stand up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help him up, but he's going to have to stand on his own too at the same time. A friend is not going to approach a situation like that.
What would you consider your relationship with your mother to be like now? Do you feel like it's still very much so parent child, or do you feel like you and Mama Margaret are more friends too?
It's definitely not friends. We are very close. People see us and probably think, oh, they are really good friends. Like I said it all the time, my mom was my first best friend. But I still respect her as my mother, and I see her as my mother. Now I come with I now am at the age of 41. I come with some wisdom, and it's an ever-changing world. So I can help her out with things that she may not know how to navigate. You know what I'm saying? Same what he does, already does it with technology with us.
Yeah.
But no, I still don't wouldn't consider us friends. We have a really, like, I am a mama's boy. Like, I grew up, had both parents, but I was always closer to mama. Because as a kid, it felt like, oh, this is my friend. But at the same time, it's just like, no, she'll snatch a knot in my ass real quick, too.
Yeah.
I ain't had a friend that's going to do that.
Right. We going to have to tussle if that's the case. I'll give my answer to it after I tell you about our next sponsor, which is
Plates.
Yeah, also known as Every Plate. Y'all know we love Every Plate in the Tanksley household. Why? Because when we are looking to cut food expenses, Every Plate is the best place to go to because they are America's best value kit. Every Plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping, so you can count on a great value week after week, plus only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. While saving money is definitely important in the Tanksley household, right? The more important, like, entity in our time or in our life is saving time. If you want to get dinner on the table quicker, try 15 minutes or less. Their new slate of recipes are ready Their new slate of recipes ready that only take 15 minutes or less to prepare. Choose from fast, flavorful options like pimento-style grilled cheese sandwiches and smoky cumin pork tacos. Also, you can choose Every Plate over takeout to save money while still enjoying quick, satisfying meals. Our meals are 58% cheaper than your average fast, casual meal, plus the money you save towards making fun plans for the springtime so I can save that money and buy more Easter decorations like I have been doing here behind my husband's back. y'all know we love every plate because for me, it does save us a lot of time by having menus already sent to us with the ingredients. I'm no longer having to go to the grocery store. I'm able to actually cook with my husband and my children all involved. And the meals are really delicious. They have great seasoning to them. They're also not things that you would always think of to cook. So I love the creativity that's also put into it so that my kids are not getting bored with the same old menu. All right. So get every plate. Get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
Get started with every plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
That is Every Plate, America's number one meal kit. And that is up to $110 value. We're just struggling over here today with these ads, but don't worry about it. This is our, Vicky, our second podcast. No, she can't. We need her.
Sit down.
Okay, so my view on take it or tank it for you shouldn't be friends with your kids is I am going to take it. I'm going to sound hypocritical, though. The big reason why I say take it instead of tank it, even though little Marcus – this was my buddy, especially when he was a baby. We went everywhere. I think I took that boy to a bar with me once because there was no one else to watch him, so he was with me.
He's been with too many bars.
Here's the thing that I would say. No, oh, women, the mods are like, are we nervous because Marcus is here? No, I struggle with reading. No. We both just struggle with reading.
Yeah, we struggle. Look, the struggle is already real. But if y'all were to see these ads, these pages, it's like probably 60-some bullet points. And you have things that you absolutely have to say verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
You have suggestions. And then you have add-ons.
Yes.
And then it's a bunch of technical stuff at the top. So trying to talk through it naturally and then look back and find what you're supposed to be saying. And when you say it, you have to say it like that. Forget it. I'm like, I have to highlight it, cut it, and then I'm like, all right, I can go through this. This is easier versus finding it.
For me,
and Kev, it's just, I'm like, how do they do this?
Well, I haven't read an Every Plate one in a long time, so I was putting emphasis on words that were setting up the meaning of the sentence wrong. I was like, well, that's wrong.
Yeah. And we got Make Good. Sometimes if you don't do it exactly the way they want,
yeah, they'd be like, you got to redo it again, and we ain't paying you for it.
Exactly.
So I will say this. The big reason why I wouldn't call it friends is because in friendships come and friendships go.
Yeah.
This is a relationship that I will stand behind until the end of time, until there is no more breath in my body. There is nothing that would make me disown my children.
Right. I got a few friends I done disown.
Exactly. So that is probably the biggest difference for me over friendship or parenting. The other thing would be I want him to have friends that are his peers right now so that he can develop his own likes, dislikes. We have a lot of influence over little Marcus. And it would only be worse if I was really, really, really his friend. Like, he wouldn't get to do.
Yeah.
Yes, a peer.
That's what word I was missing was peer.
Yeah. Like, already, the fact that Marcus likes acting, while I think he genuinely likes it, I know I was a major influence with that because he gets to see me doing it. And he also knows I can help him with that. The sports he even gets to play. Let me tell you, this boy wanted to try baseball and soccer. I was not going to watch either one of those. So that's the reason why he didn't get to try it. Now, if he wanted to try it, it's fine because he can do it at his school. But this is when we were going to have to do, like, league sports where I was going to have to, like, take him. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not, they are boring to me. I'm not putting myself through it. So I already know how much influence I have over his life just as a parent. If I were, like, really just trying to be his friend, it would be so much influence that I would feel like he wouldn't get a chance to really, like, know what he likes and what he wants to do. Where I am saying I'm a hypocrite is that I be wanting to know the things that he's interested in, and I want to, like, dabble in it myself.
Angel wants the tea from the friends.
I want all the tea.
School day.
I want all of it. Because also, I want you to feel comfortable talking to me about just anything. Yes, does it have to be presented to me in a way that reminds that I know that you are aware that I am your parent? Absolutely. But I don't think there's anything that I don't want you to feel like there's anything you couldn't come to either me or your dad about. I mean, anything. The sky is the limit as long as it's brought to us in a certain way. With a friend, there is certain ways you still, friends expect respect, like your dad said, but there's just it's a little bit different. But yeah, I be wanting the tea. I be wanting all the slang words. Yeah, him.
Literally.
You got it. It's him.
I had to. Lil Marcus.
He got that Riz.
And Isaiah, Kevin's son. I had to threaten them with physical violence. Isaiah, do not give me them teach. Words. Isaiah, no. I said, look, I am big and I'm petty.
And I told him,
Do not teach her anything.
I will protect him, and I can.
he was like, I'm not going to tell her anything.
So I like us having a friendly parenting relationship. Lil Marcus, what do you think of us in parents and friends?
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know how to say anything about it since I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't know how it.
But as a child, as a son of us, would you like us to be, or do you like us being your friends or your parents?
My parents.
You prefer that?
Yeah.
Do you, when you compare your relationship with your parents compared to maybe some of your other friends who you can kind of see how they relate to their parents, is there ever a time where you just like, I wish my parents like did more of that? Or you ever like, I'm glad my parents are the way they are.
You ain't gotta lie. You can be honest.
I don't.
Just know your computer is on the line, though.
No. No,
I'm
just playing.
I don't fully know exactly, because I know like some of my friends' parents, like they might do things for them, but they also might do things that if you guys would do to me, I would personally not really like it at all.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I won't take
What's
that.
Interesting about Marcus is he don't get embarrassed by us. Like, you know those parents that pull up and dance in front of their school? You wouldn't care if we did that, would you?
No.
No. I mean, he always shakes his head when I be doing the slang, because they be at the school popcorning.
Not you in the slang.
Yeah, it's catching on, Marcus.
No, it's not.
Popcorning. See, popcorning is slang for dancing.
Not. I didn't tell her
no,
that.
No, popcorn is slang for dancing.
No, it's not.
It's slang for
you
dancing.
You made that up.
It's a slang
no,
word
it's not,
that
Angel.
The kids is using.
No, they're not.
You remember those divorce papers you found? It's stuff like this and the toilet paper is what's going to get it signed.
Don't say that to my baby. Popcorning.
No.
Yeah, watch. It's going to catch on and you're going
to
be
watch
like.
Watch it be like a racist sexual term.
Nah, popcorning means dancing.
Somebody going to take that sound bit. Popcorning.
I'm telling you right now, popcorning, I know without a shadow of a doubt what it means. It means dancing.
No, you just made it up.
Popcorning. That's what they doing. I just want to rock. Bada yada yada. Sure they got
Stop,
bada yada yada. I'm popcorning. Don't hate. See, Marcus gets it. Little Tankito gets it. All right. Moving on to our next segment, which is our main topic, navigating learning disorders. If you all did not get to, you probably saw my live read of one of the ads. But if you aren't watching live, you will see, or you might not know, we be struggling reading over here in these ads, okay? Because almost our entire family, a good percentage of the people living in our household, we have a learning disorder called dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
Dyslexia is something that it's hard to define because it is a combination of multiple learning disorders. Mm-hmm. To kind of define a learning disorder is when what you are capable of and what you display don't match up. So if you are capable of understanding the concepts of something, yet what you display in your ability does not match up to that, that is when they begin to define it as a learning disorder. Mm-hmm. So for someone who can count, obviously, easily, and are able to, are able to understand the concepts around math, but when it comes time to, like, write it out on paper, the numbers are kind of switched around, or they have a hard time, like, keeping the numbers in the correct order, that's something called dyscalculia. So with dyslexia, it can show up in many different ways, whether it be when you're reading phonetically, the way your brain decides to read the word is not correct. It's potentially going to lead to dyslexia. Or if when you are reading words on the paper and there's a lot of words on the paper, your brain has a hard time staying on track in reading the word that's next to it. It begins to, like, jump all across the place. Mm-hmm. So you have a hard time keeping the sentence strung together correctly when you're reading. That's typically going to lead to along with other things, can lead to a dyslexia diagnosis. Another symptom of dyslexia is when you are writing and you have written down something, but half of the words you were supposed to write down are still in your head and not on the paper. And then when you go back to read it, your brain plugs in the word that isn't even there. Mm-hmm. That is also usually a symptom of dyslexia.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like now, not realizing this until probably adulthood, but like having dyslexia and then seeing how strong I am in other areas, mm-hmm. and then knowing it's like, well, why? Because there's not a lot of schools that like hone in on these things to fix it. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't even know too that like what it is. They just like, oh, this child just ain't picking up on it. It's like, no, it's actually brilliant in other areas. But like with me, with like something I've always envied is people I've seen, like I have a cousin, actually my sister does it too. They read so far, they see so far ahead. Like I've seen people close the book and continue reading what was on the last three or four sentences. I'm like, how is that possible? Like when I'm reading, I turn the page, I stop until the page is landed. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then pick up reading again. And then they decided to go.
Yeah.
But I know people, it's like they turn the page and it's like, you have no idea where that break was. And like, I've seen like I said, I have one of my cousins. I've seen her literally read like at conferences and stuff where she'll be reading something like a code reading, like meaning never read it before. And she will, I've seen her like close or turn the page or do something and like continue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is that? Why didn't I get that?
Yeah.
Then he would have took my mechanical ability and that would have been awful. Go ahead.
So while Marcus and, when I say Marcus, I mean Tank. While Tank and I were never formally diagnosed, our son Marcus and our son Kai were, and based off of all of the symptoms they have, and after doing a lot of research and seeing how it manifests in an adult, and also talking to the psychologist, we are pretty sure both of us have it, because a lot of it is typically passed down.
Yeah, after getting the understanding of it, it's like we see clear signs of it. And it's like, oh, Angel's like, that's me. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
I am someone who can memorize words fairly quickly. So while Marcus was saying earlier, you have these ads memorized. I don't and I do. I typically, after I've read it once, I typically do have like the words in the order so that I can read a little bit faster. I also had to really work hard on my learning capabilities because of my career. So I had to put in extra work to begin with. But in just to give you a little bit backstory, and then we'll have a little Marcus talk. The way we discovered our children had dyslexia is that our son Kai continuously put his shoes on the wrong feet.
Mm-hmm.
Day after day, his shoes would be on the wrong feet and his shirt would be on backwards. And for me, I was like, now if he can continuously get this wrong, there's only a 50-50, you know, there's not too many different combinations. Yeah,
and it wasn't
shoes.
A 50-50. It was consistently
right.
Wrong.
But I'm saying, like, yeah. There's only two ways to do it. So if he knows he's doing, if we're making him aware he's doing it wrong, why can't he do it right? And he was young. He was like 2 or 3. And I looked it up on Google and it was like, there is a chance that this is a early sign of dyslexia. Then when I began to read all of the symptoms of dyslexia, it began to describe my then 4th grader at the time. And I shall also say a lot of people, when they think of dyslexia, they think of the Bill Cosby episode, the Cosby Show episode when Theo was diagnosed with dyslexia. And a lot of us just think about letters being written backwards.
Yeah, it's so much more.
There are children who might never do that improperly, but could still definitively be dyslexic. So we got both of them. It's a long, very long, arduous process of testing for dyslexia. We did, and then we found out that both of them, this was going to be their struggle. So, little Marcus, you got to go back in your brain because now you're in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. When we told you what dyslexia was and that was why things might be a little bit more challenging for you, do you remember what you felt when you found out?
What I felt when I found out?
Yeah, that you had dyslexia. Do you remember what you felt when we told you?
I mean, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I explained a lot when I was reading and how I, like, lose track of where I was if I, like, look somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So explain that and also just anything to do with writing and reading, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What you feel like is, like, the hardest thing for you when it comes to writing and reading?
The hardest thing? I guess it is... like, making sure that everything that I want to say is being said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember when I would, like, write essays or something like that, and I actually used to, like, read it, there's a bunch of things wrong with it. Like, I miss words or put it in wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have little Marcus read back to me his papers. And the words he was plugging in that were nowhere on the page, I'd be like, go back, read me that sentence again.
Which is common because a lot of people will read what they thought they wrote.
Yeah, yeah. His brain was like, that is supposed to be there. I do it. Y'all have no idea how many times I have to go back and edit my captions on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be like, where is that word at? What is it not?
I don't even go back and edit. I just post it.
No, I mean, I'll post it, and then I have to go back edit caption. I'll be like, where is the word that I meant to put? Yeah.
So you were saying one of your strong suits is you memorize things. I don't know what what I do to compensate, but I've always been a good proofreader. Like my sister, who is like, not to say she not compensates, but she's extremely book smart. And she would always get me to read over stuff that she wrote, and I would always find... I don't know what that was, but I would always able to like find mistakes, miss words or whatever it was, or even like a lot of stuff that she was like had me reading was like above my education because, you know, she's 4 years older than me. But it was like some of the words I didn't even know, but I could see like grammatically sometimes things or even words misspelled or misplaced, and I would find it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something she was like, here, just read this.
Mm-hmm.
But then if, you know, I had to read a scripture in church, she'd be in the one out there laughing at me. Snickering and stuff. So I don't know what that block is of me being able to sit down and find mistakes versus code reading. So I don't know what that
is. Probably just you just telling your brain you're doing something for a different reason.
Yeah,
you probably weren't reading for context for her. You were reading.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? You were reading for error, not so much context. One of the things that I feel like me and Marcus both noticed with little Marcus if you were to sit down and have a conversation with little Marcus, you'll see that his vocabulary when he is talking and when he has a strong opinions or thoughts on something is vast.
Yeah.
It is a lot larger than ours at this age, and it probably is bigger than ours at our big age. But when Marcus goes to write, that vocabulary disappears. And I think he goes for words that are easier for you to spell. But if I were to, like, if we were to give him a writing prompt, and if I told him to tell me what he thought, especially if it's something that he is knowledgeable about, he's more than likely going to blow me away with how well he articulates his thoughts. Where once it gets on paper, it does not match his capability. What we see is not what matches his capability. So what do you feel like has been the best help for you, little Marcus, in like navigating this? Because now you're at an accelerated school. So what their expectation of you is even more than what it was when you were in public school. What do you feel like has helped you the most in navigating this?
I guess I don't really know what really helps me.
Like when you feel yourself struggling, is there something that you do?
I usually just try to like think it through my head, I guess, again. And then try again.
Is that mainly with like writing?
Yeah, writing.
What about reading? Is there anything that you do to help you with reading and like comprehension? Because that's when with reading, it's more so about making sure you comprehend what's on the paper than anything else.
With that, usually I get like stuck just trying to like just read over the page until I'm able to understand it.
Yeah, so you're having to reread things a couple of times?
Yeah.
Do you have to do it?
That's something I've never had to do. Reading comprehension was always pretty high, and writing, putting thoughts to paper, I was always really good at that. Actually, because, you know, a lot of times, like, if I had, like, in, like English teachers and stuff, they were always impressed when it came to me writing. Yeah, and the comprehension, yeah, I never had head issues with that, which was when I saw myself in the other struggles I had, it would even surprise me. Because we would talk about, like, you know, in the class, we would talk about, you know, what this was, what that was, or compare, you know, notes and everything. And I'm just like, that's not what that meant. And it's like, what do you have to say, Mr. Tang? See, well, you know.
Yeah, you can comprehend. Your comprehension for thought is great. Now, when we get into reading these recipes and stuff, where Mark is.
Yeah, it's awful.
He is.
Like, what?
It's almost like he can't slow. Like like I said, if you saw it live, you saw when we were both fumbling. It's almost like Marcus can't slow his brain down long enough to just deal with the small bit.
Yeah.
It's like he is all, it'd be like, just slow down. We got time. And he's like, all right, wait a minute. When were we supposed to add that seasoning? Step two. It said it in step two. I missed that completely. So I want to give you all some tips on, like, how to be able to, like, approach this if you have a child with dyslexia or just a learning disability in general. Our advice is not going to be the end-all, you know, be-all.
Absolutely
but
not.
It'll still be helpful. But before I get into that, I personally believe, because I've been using it a lot, that mobile games are a great way and a fun way to pass time. Especially when there's charming graphics and laid-back gameplay and a full story of scandalous secrets, honey. I am playing Trail Mix Games, Love and Pies. And let me tell you all the stuff that's happened so far. The cafe was burnt down when the story started, okay? And the girl, Amelia, she don't know if her mother had burned it down or not. And the whole town is saying her mama burned it down for, like, insurance money. Then she finds out that's not the case. Her mom's good because her mom skipped town. Her mother finally called her from some remote island. She found out that her mom was in really bad debt, okay? She's been using her Uncle Sven to help rebuild the cafe. Her old high school flame, Joe, is quit his job with the competitor and is now working with her. Her girlfriend, Yuka, she don't know if Yuka or is it Yuki, is her real friend or nah, because one minute she's talking to the press about the mama, the next minute she's like apologizing and buying stuff. There's so much scandal, okay? All the while you trying to sell pies and coffee to the customers. I have a good time. I'm just trying to tell y'all that right now. So for a perfectly cozy game, download Love in Pies by Trail Mix Games for free. It's a casual merge two game where you build your very own cafe, combine ingredients, and uncover a story of drama and romance. It has a really amazing, diverse cast of characters. They have people of all different color. They have people of all different type of marginalized groups. So you feel like they are actually trying to represent a lot of people in this story. And everything is really nicely designed. And you get to design your own cafe. It is really fun. Trail Mix Games creates games that are snackable and nourishing to the heart. They aim to create safe and empowering spaces for players of all ages. And with each beautiful game they create, they are fostering a culture of trust, respect, and creativity. For a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies, free to download in the App Store or Google Play. So here are some tips that I want to tell you all. If you're dealing with a child with a learning disorder, or if you discover, do I got a learning disorder? What is going on? I think me and Marcus both learned how to cope because neither one of us were diagnosed going through school.
Nah.
We don't want our kids to have to just cope. We want to hold the teachers and administration also accountable by also making sure they offer him resources so that he can, or our children can excel with the rest of their students, with the rest of their classmates. So one of the things that Marcus says that I do with this as well, you know how you said you have to reread things multiple times for comprehension. The reason why that happens is because there's too much text on the page for the brain to keep organized. So when possible for your child, if they have a, if they don't have an IEP or a 504, which you should get, and I'll explain those later, having part of the text covered on the page so that they're only having to take in a smaller amount of the text. So Marcus is now reading, really, what's the book that y'all are reading in class right now? Oh, what's one y'all just finished?
Dark Rooms.
Dark Rooms?
Yeah.
How many pages was it?
Like 200. It was a very like short book. It had like pages and stuff, so it wasn't too hard to comprehend.
Which, have y'all had to read a really thicker, heftier one?
Oh, I guess for the summer, it was Book Thief. So it was like 400, 500 pages.
400, 500 pages. Y'all also did Lord of the Flies too, right?
Yeah.
That one's a little heftier.
Yeah, that's crazy. I used to do that not knowing when I would read coming up through school. It's covering up the page and only reading
the little section.
Yeah,
it's a part of you learning how to cope. Covering up a section or asking the teacher to cut portions. If it's a worksheet, having them not put as many words on a worksheet as they would for everybody else. Another part that Marcus doesn't really use, but he can, is asking for the audiobook version of books along with the paper book. When you can hear the words while also seeing the words, it allows a part of your brain to relax, because as someone with dyslexia, it's almost like your brain is cramping, trying to keep everything organized. So it allows that cramp to try to like go away. Basically, with processing, the way a dyslexic mind sometimes processes, the information is traveling from way in the back all the way to the front of the brain, where people who are not wired the way we are, it's like from here to here. It's from the front of the brain to the other side of the brain. We have a longer way to travel. Also, what's really helpful. Something else that Lil Marcus doesn't do, and it makes me so mad when he doesn't do it. What's the thing that I'm always like, why don't you do this? This is for writing. It'd be making me so mad.
I don't know.
Dictate to talk. So talking into his phone to have the phone write out everything. And then using that in his writing. Because a lot of classes don't work on penmanship. Penmanship is not something that they're doing. Like, how many, other than math, how many things do you all usually have, like, worksheets that you have to, like, actually write in? Maybe Spanish?
Yes, Spanish.
Yeah. But for the most part, everything is typed. So if you do dictate to talk, again, Marcus, he has a vocabulary. When he has an opinion, mm-hmm. his vocabulary be on some beautifulness. But we lose it when he writes it. So if he talks it out, this is how I write scripts. This is how I write jokes. This is how I do most of my writing.
So one thing I want to say, because like he, like we said, we discovered in the fourth grade that he had dyslexia. Mm-hmm. So the school that Marcus was going to in elementary school, his first grade teacher would give homework as if she was teaching a college course.
Kindergarten.
Was giving homework as if she was teaching a college course, literally like an hour and a half every day of homework, which was absolutely absurd. All right. It makes no sense. Like all the parents hated it. It was the worst thing whatsoever.
It wasn't taking everybody else an hour and a half. It was him.
Taking him an hour and a half. But still, it was, even for a child that was doing well, it was still too much goddamn homework to be in kindergarten. And then us not knowing, just seeing him struggling and not understanding why he was struggling, and then finding out in the fourth grade that, oh, yeah, he has dyslexia, but he always excelled. And it was just like, that was us being not understanding, not knowing what was going on, humbling us.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't
because
know.
It was, yeah, because it was like, and then turn around looking at him and seeing that he's always had good grades, dealing with this disability, not knowing it and overcoming it in every single thing. And then now being in the eighth grade at an academically rigorous school and still excelling, it's just like, we couldn't be more proud.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I boo-hoo cried once I found out he had dyslexia. Oh, I was like, how did he get through all this?
Yeah, he got through so much. Baby, and it was just like, it was like us being, you know how parents get frustrated when your kid don't understand stuff that you feel like they should understand. Dealing with our frustration, mm-hmm. him dealing with his disability, not knowing what's going on, and him just keeping this little sweet little smile, watching his dumbass parents figure it out.
We yelling, why can't you? What also, there's a part of his story you all should know. You can hear Marcus has a little bit of a lisp, just a little bit. Marcus was considered to have like delayed speech. It was actually, he was talking, we just didn't understand him. And so he had an IEP for speech, because the way LAUSD does it is you have to reach a certain amount of intelligibility. Intelligibility is what the listener understands. So they needed, for him to qualify for an IEP, if I didn't understand at least 70% of his words, he qualified. So he did when he was at a very young age. So we're working on him producing letter sounds. His speech delay was masking his dyslexia. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking he's just having a hard time making the correct letter sound. So I'm showing him the letter D, and he's giving me the B sound, right? And I'm thinking, this boy don't know his alphabet yet, and we are working on him articulating, and so he's just getting confused. Or I am showing him the G, and he's giving me like a P sound, right?
Yeah.
We're thinking this is having to do with his speech. So he's in speech therapy working on that stuff. What it really was his dyslexia having all of those, like, learning phonetically as a person with dyslexia is not the best way to learn. Dyslexic people memorize the shape of a word better than they do typically. than individual letters grouped together. So phone, phonetically, a dyslexic person would easily be like F-O-N-E, phone. Obviously, that's not how you spell it. It's P-H-O-N-E. It's better for us to memorize how the word is shaped than it is for us to start thinking about things phonetically. So anyways, that was something that we just didn't know. And he would always start off slow at the top of the year, at the top of the grade, and then he would reach whatever, mm-hmm. like, the destination was, where other people would start off fast, end fast. So what is any advice you would give either a parent dealing with a child that has dyslexia or a child that has dyslexia?
I guess. I don't really have any.
I mean, you are somebody that gets A's and B's. And for some people, it's super duper simple. For you, it's doesn't look like it's that much of a challenge. So, what are you doing that you feel like is making that happen?
I guess it's to try not to get too stressed out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, if I'm being like too stressed out about it, I usually think what's gonna happen after. Like, after this, I might be able to do something that I'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So parents, be patient.
Yes.
That's what I would tell myself.
Mm-hmm.
Let thinking back then, be more patient.
So he's talking about consequences, because we like disability or not, these grades better be right.
Yeah.
Right? So he's like, they're going to take away my computer. They're going to take away my phone. They're going to take away my iPad. And we will. So he's correct on that. However, you're saying dealing with not worrying about the stress. If you're a parent that is like us, but just more so, do what? So don't stress about if it don't turn out right. Do what instead?
Just focus on what's gonna happen after. I don't know what you're
talking. You said don't get stressed out about worrying about what's going to happen after, right? Or a consequence. So what should they do instead?
I guess focus on something that would make you happy that you can do after.
Okay. So think positively about things working out.
Mm-hmm.
When you get frustrated, do you ask for help? What do you do?
Most of the time I usually don't ask for help because I know that I would be able to overcome it, and just not at that moment I'm not able to.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually how I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also being patient with yourself, of understanding I'm going to figure it out, I just can't figure it out in this moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good. Yeah.
I would say, one, if you think something is up with your child, get them tested.
Mm-hmm.
Getting your child assessed for dyslexia is costly. Typically it's like $1,500. It's something crazy. However, go to a university close to your hometown and see if they have a psychology department. And typically they offer assessments for a reduced price. That's what we did. We went to the California State University, Northridge, and I got both of my kids tested for a total of $500. It would have been $3,000 to get them both tested, which is why a lot of wealthy people be thinking that everybody that goes to private school is smarter than everybody else.
Nah.
No, their parents have the money to access the resources so their children can overcome whatever their disability or neurodiversity is. So find them loopholes. And if your child is in public school, then hold their feet to the fire. I know a lot of us don't want our children labeled with IEPs or with 504s. I say, give my child all the things. I will handle making sure you treat my child right. I'm not going to worry about what your thoughts are on my child, but I'm going to make sure you are legally responsible for making sure my child gets all the accommodations needed. And I'll make sure you treat him fairly. You ain't even got to worry about that. So we're going to answer a real quick question from the audience. For Tank, our advice. Hey, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. and I saw one that I liked, and I think I kind of answered it. Okay, well, we'll do this one. Alicia Cheeks, she's so good at this. How do you help your children navigate problems with friends and classmates? Do you intervene and talk to the parents, or do you let them handle it? Do you have any advice on this? I think we've handled it different ways.
I think it depends on what it is. If it's something we feel like that could be handled from child to child, we would, you know, coach Marcus through handling it. But if a parent needs to be approached, we are not shy, or we will not hesitate to approach a parent or the school or whatever needs to happen.
Okay. Okay. Same thing. If it's with a peer, I try to allow little Marcus to handle it and try to give him some advice. He does pretty good with his peers, though, because I've gone through his text messages and I've seen like issues that have arose, and I've been very proud at his responses. But if it's with an adult, I allow a child to be in a child's place and I handle the adult.
Yeah.
I don't want my child to ever feel like he has to, while I make him advocate for himself, but when it comes to if an adult is out of pocket, he ain't ever got to feel like he got to be an adult. He got two adults that got his back. There's a question for you, little Marcus. Hmm. How does little Marcus feel with his dad being more available since he changed careers?
I mean, I feel good about it.
What's the best thing about it?
I guess being able to see him home, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And being able to talk to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like that? Yeah. He's so sweet. We are not going to do a comment of the week today because we are actually shooting our two podcast episodes back to back, so we don't actually have the opportunity to read comments that would have went up on last week's episode, but know that those will be back, that section will be back next week. Lil Marcus, is there anything you want to say before we close out?
No, I don't think I have anything to say.
How was your experience with us?
It was really good.
It was good? Would you ever want to do your own podcast?
Maybe, but I'm not sure.
Not sure. You got any last words, Daddy?
No.
We are super duper proud of you, as your dad already says. You have been an amazing host. Thank you for being so transparent and vulnerable and adorable. He's so cute. He's adorable. You can find me across all platforms at That Chick Angel. Please follow me. You can also find this podcast at Is This Gonna Cause an Argument on Instagram, where we do clips that we would love for you to engage with. You can also subscribe to this YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, where our podcast, Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, will always be uploaded. And you can find Marcus's other podcast, Let Us Tell It, on Tanksley TV, where you can also subscribe on YouTube. Tell them where they can find you, baby. What?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Allen LeGrand, Facebook at Marcus Allen LeBook, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, and y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. And check that out. And you can also go to Tanksley TV and find on YouTube, and you will actually by now, yes, you will be seeing episodes of Tasting with Tank. So make sure y'all check that out.
You can also get different goodies and things at shopmamalikes.com. Marcus, would you like to tell them about your YouTube channel?
If you have any kids that, I don't know, just like to see another kid do dumb stuff, I'm your guy.
Tell them what the channel is.
It's MT2 Gaming. That's it.
Hopefully by the time this video goes up, you'll see a video of me whooping this child's tail in Super Mario Kart. I won all the time.
She didn't.
All of the games.
You lost all the games.
I won all of the games, and you'll see it on his channel.
He didn't.
They didn't get a soundtrack like Donald Trump. There's no one in here that's ever played a game better than me.
Yeah.
I won all the games.
I won all of
them. The proof is right here. Then they show the proof of her losing.
I won, and then I popcorned all over that room. I popcorned because I'm him.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Hey,
really appreciate y'all. Catch y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.